بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة. This is our subject and this is our studies, and we continue discussing the issues of this wonderful title, عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة. Aqidah, we have seen that this is a bond and a contract and a firm, strong belief that is firm and solid and bonded in the heart. A belief that has no doubt whatsoever, whether it is strong and tied down tight, very firm. And it is a creed with no doubt or suspicion whatsoever. A creed of certainty. And it is not any creed, and it's not any belief. Rather, it is a belief and a creed that has been revealed from the heavens, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the creed. And it is the creed of Ahli, As-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah, and the people of the Sunnah, first and foremost. They are the As-Sahaba al-Kiram, the noble companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are those who saw him and lived with him or met him, and they all believed in him and they learned from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the proper creed and aqidah, and they learned iman and they learned Islam from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They learned ibadat and they learned akhlaq and they learned muamalat. And they learned all the affairs of the deen and transactions and buying and trading and how to worship and how to conduct oneself and how to live. And they learned tahara and wudu and salah and zakah, all of these things. They are the ones who learned it from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. He taught them. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. So they're the ones first and foremost to learn the sunnah. Rather, they witnessed the revelation of that. So therefore, they are Ahl Sunnah Haqqan, the true people of the Sunnah, first and foremost. And then we've seen likewise, Wal Jama'ah, and the Jama'ah. And we've seen in our previous class that Jama'ah, it doesn't mean the majority of the people, but rather it means those who are in accordance with the truth. And the truth is what the companions were upon, because they learned the truth from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How could somebody ever find the truth without learning what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon? How could they ever do that? Could you ever find the truth with other than the Quran or the Sunnah? No, you can never do that. Taib, then who is the one who has conveyed the Quran and the Sunnah to us? The companions. So therefore, likewise, you can never be upon the Quran and the Sunnah truthfully and clearly and properly, except if you know what the companions were upon, because they're the ones who transmitted that, and they're the ones who have informed us about that, and they're the ones who saw the revelation and witnessed the revelation, and they're the ones who followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and helped him and aided him and supported him and spread his deen. So therefore, we have to be upon their way. And the Jama'ah, they're the ones that is upon the way of the companions. They're the ones who are upon the truth. So therefore, we see this important statement of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, al-jama'atu ma wafaqa al-haqqa walau kunta wahdaka. That the Jama'ah is the one who is in accordance with the truth, even if you're by yourself. Ma wafaqa al-haqqa walau kunta wahdaka. Likewise, and Ibn Mas'ud, he's from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He died in the year 32 after the Hijrah. Several generations later, still to come, and the beautiful generations of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the Atba' Tabi'een, we see there's another great scholar of Hadith. His name is Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he died in the year 181. What did he say? He said, rahimahullah, al-jama'atu al-ladhina yanbaghi and yuqtada bihim Abu Bakr wa Umar. The jama'ah and the congregation that is incumbent to follow and take them as a role model, that is Abu Bakr and Umar, radiallahu anhuma. So the jama'ah is not just a whole bunch of people or the congregation, or if everybody agrees together on something and they're united upon a particular thing, and then we say, oh, that's the jama'ah, we have to follow them because they have a whole bunch of numbers. La. Al-jama'ah is Abu Bakr and Umar, radiallahu anhuma. Al-jama'ah is the companions, what they were upon. Al-jama'ah is the clear, straight path. The path of al-Islam. Not the path of the deviated people who claim Islam, but the path of the Islam that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught his companions. So now we see this issue here, and inshallah it is clear. Aqidatu ahli sunnati wal jama'ah. It has preceded that there are two types of aqidah in general. Aqidah nazila. Nazila, it means descended, came down, meaning it was revealed. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ. So the Quran, it is revelation, and this aqidah, it is revealed. And the sunnah likewise is revelation, and the proper creed and iman and faith, it was revealed. It descended from the heavens, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it to Jibreel. And Jibreel, he revealed it to the Prophet Muhammad, and he descended from the heavens, and it came into his heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firmly. And it was revealed in the Arabic tongue and in the Arabic language. And it was revealed in the Arabic tongue and in the Arabic language. The point is the proper creed and the proper belief. It is not a belief that is made up on the earth, that came from the ground, that came from the people. Rather, it came from the heavens. Al-aqidah al-nazila. As for the other type, al-aqidah al-nabita. Al-nabita, al-nabita means to grow. The word al-nabat are plants. They're plants. Well, al-nabatu yanbutu. Yanbutu, a nabat. The plant, it grows from the ground. So these fake creeds and this made-up deens like Christianity and Judaism and Buddhism and Hinduism and sectarianism and this one and that one and all these other made-up creeds and Wiccanism, they have all these silly creeds. They're all made up here on the earth, and they came from the ground down here. And they're false and they're fake. There's a sign, a good sign, inshallah, that somebody, he is upon the proper creed. And that is, if you ask him, what do you believe in? He says, I believe in this, because Allah, he said this in his book. Or he says, I believe in that, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said this in his sunnah. This is the sign that he is upon a good creed. That whenever he says he believes in something, he says the proof for that is because Allah, he said this in the Quran. Or because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said this in the sunnah. For example, if you ask a person of the sunnah, what do you believe about Allah? Where is your Lord? Aina rabbuk? He will say, Rabbi fi sama. My Lord, he is above the heavens. And you'll say, why do you believe that? You say, because Allah, he says in his book, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshistawa. Because Allah, he said about himself, the most gracious, he is above his throne, has risen above his throne, in a manner befitting his majesty. So therefore, the creed of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the indication that somebody is upon that way, is that their evidence of their belief is from the Quran and from the Sunnah. It's from the Quran and from the Sunnah. The sign that somebody is upon a false way, you say, what do you believe? And they say, oh, I believe this. We say, why? Because if it's like this, then it's like this. Or I believe this because if it's like that, then it's like this. And they don't even have any proof from Quran or Sunnah. Or another sign that they're upon falsehood is that they say, we say, why do you believe this? For example, you say to them, where's your Lord? And they say, fi kulli makan. Everywhere. My Lord is everywhere. That's what they say. He said, where's your Lord at? Where's Allah? He said, everywhere and every place. We say, why do you say that? Well, because he even say, fi sama' ilah, because he's in the heavens, an ilah. And he will say it like this, and he will even sometimes use some verses from the Quran. But then we say, wait a second. Did Abu Bakr understand that verse like that? Radiallahu anhu. Did Umar understand the verse like that? Radiallahu anhu. Because he's using the Quran now as a proof, but it's not just sufficient to use the Quran as a proof, but that Quran, the proof of the Quran has to be understood by the companions. It has to be understood the same way as the companions. And then also we would say to him, for example, if he says that his Lord is in every place, be like, what, in the bathroom? Your Lord is in the bathroom? Ooh, your Lord is in the bathroom? If he says Allah, he's everywhere, that Allah is everywhere, like if you look in your pocket right here, that means that he believes that Allah is in your pocket? Huh? In your pocket? Then there's even worse places that is everywhere also. That's everywhere also. So how could they say that about Allah, that He's everywhere? Not to mention that Allah, He didn't say that. Rather, He said He's above His throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sign that somebody is upon the proper creed, they say, I believe in this because Allah said. And because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and because the companions, that's what they believed. And that's how they understood. Al-ilmu qala Allahu qala Rasuluhu qala as-sahabatu hum ulu al-irfani. Hum ulu al-irfani. Okay, so this is very important to understand. These are foundations that if we have, we will be able to stand. And we'll be able to be firm, inshallah, by the permission of Allah, stand firm on the straight path and have the proper creed and the proper belief. And likewise, this will be a means after having that firm foundation to be able to see falsehood clearly. Because if you have a strong foundation and somebody brings some falsehood or something contrary or different than that foundation, you'll be like, wait a second, what's that? You'll be like, what is that? Like somebody who has a strong foundation, his creed is strong, it's like his heart is very bright and shiny and white. And if somebody tried to put some black stuff on there, be like, wait a second, what's that? Get that out of here. That's not even right. Let me get that out of here. Wash that off. That's not even correct. Allah is everywhere. A'udhu billah. How can you ever say that? You're so silly. Not like this. You understand? But if the heart is already not even really strong, and the creed is not even really tight, and it's a little bit mixed up already, already has some black stuff on there, and it's not been tightened down and kept polished and shined, and it's not really, really strong, then somebody could come along and say some silly stuff, and then one person might believe it. You'd be like, oh, yeah, well, that sounds good. Because it doesn't have a strong foundation in Aqidah. Okay? So we have to have a strong and firm foundation, step by step, little by little, and bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Allah will make that beneficial for us. And He will make that a means, this knowledge, a means for our hearts to be firm and to be strong upon the correct belief, if we little by little and step by step. Today's class, we want to talk about a new term. We mentioned it yesterday. Who remembers? Who remembers? As-salaf. As-salih, as-salaf, as-salih, the pious predecessors, the righteous predecessors. This is our discussion for today. We have two words here, as-salaf and as-salih, as-salaf as-salih. As-salaf, it means predecessor. What is a predecessor? Predecessor. Do you know another word, predecessor, like the word predecessor? Like, for example, precede. What is precede? The one who came first. Like, for example, if Zayd came in the door and then said, Salaam alaikum, wa alaikum salam, and then like a few minutes later, Amr came in the door, who preceded? Huh? Zayd. Zayd preceded Amr, meaning he came before him. You understand? Huh? He came before him. And with regards to coming in the house, he came first. So therefore, the predecessors, those are the people who preceded us. And they came before us. Huh? This is what? This is linguistically. So for example, your grandpa or your dad and your grandpa and your great-grandpa and your great-grandma and all of them people who came before you, they're called your predecessors from your family and from your lineage. All them people who came before, they're predecessors. We understand that? The people who came before. What is a predecessor?
The
one who came before. Like, for example, like your grandpa and grandma and the great-grandpa and great-grandma, all the way back in the aunts and uncles that came before, they're all predecessors. Huh? Who can spell that? Spelling class. That's okay. I say we can do it later. Mashallah, mashallah. Okay, you spell it with your families, inshallah. Some students are very excited about that. Allahumma barik. Good spellers. Naam. Good spellers. Tayyib. Huh? Predecessors. Okay, so we understand predecessors? Okay. We're not talking about just predecessors. We're talking about righteous and pious predecessors. Okay? We're talking about as-salaf. As-salaf, it means predecessors, those people who came before. Okay? But we want to talk about as-salaf as-salih, the righteous and pious predecessors. Because not everybody who came before us is righteous and pious. Some of the people who came before us, they're very wicked and evil and bad and no good. So not all of the salaf are salih. Not all of the salaf are salih. Do you understand that? Not all of the people who preceded us and came before us are righteous. Okay? And then not everybody who came before us who was good also is considered from the Salaf as-Salih. We have to understand this. So we understand the linguistic meaning. ما معنى الصالح? What does as-Salih mean? What does as-Salih mean? يرحمك الله. Righteous and pious. Righteous and pious, what does that mean? Good people who are obedient to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Good people who are obedient to Allah and His Messenger. They don't disobey Allah and His Messenger, whether they're righteous and pious. Okay? And what does Salaf mean? La ilaha illallah. Don't open the camera.
Salaf means predecessors.
Salaf means predecessors. Ahsant. Okay, we go. There we go again. This is the reason why we can't use cameras, because it's distracting. It distracts people. Now we don't want to be distracted. We want to stay focused, because we only have like 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and we want to take advantage of our time, and so that it's beneficial. Okay, jazakum Allah khaira. Tayyib. Okay, who are we talking about? As-Salaf. As-Salih, as-Salaf as-Salih. Okay, we understand the linguistic meaning. Now we want to talk about the legislative meaning. The legislative meaning. Meaning in the deen. Naam, as-Salaf as-Salih, shar'an. Legislatively, is the first three generations of Muslims. Who are they? As-Sahaba, at-Tabi'un, wa at-Ba'at-Tabi'in. As-Sahaba, wa at-Tabi'un, wa at-Ba'at-Tabi'in. These are the first three best generations. These are the first three best generations. They're the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Atba' Tabi'in. The Sahaba, they're the ones who lived and met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believed in him, and they died upon Islam. The Sahaba, who was a Sahabi? من لقي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مؤمنا به ومات على الإسلام. A Sahabi, this is the definition of a Sahabi, one who is a companion. من لقي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مؤمنا به ومات على الإسلام. The one who met the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and believed in him, and he died upon Islam. The person like this, he's called a Sahabi. Ha-Sahabi. He's called a companion. Okay? He's called a companion. Naam? What if it's somebody who lived in the same time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he never met him. He never got to reach Medina and meet him. And then also he died upon Islam. Is he a Sahabi? He never met the Prophet. He lived in the time of the Prophet, but he never got to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never was in a gathering with him. No, he's not a companion. Because a companion is the one who met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if it was just for a moment. The one who met him and believed in him and died upon Islam. So the ones who even lived in his time, but he didn't meet him and he died upon Islam, he's not a companion. He's considered from the tabi'een. But this is a special tabi'. He's called a mukhadram. We'll talk about that later, inshallah. In any case, the Sahabi is clear, huh? Who is a Sahabi? And died upon Islam. So we have a couple of verses. He met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and believed in him and died upon Islam. Three issues. One, two, three. Meeting the Prophet. How come we don't say he saw the Prophet, the one who saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? For example, what about Ibn Ummi Maktum? Could he see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or radiyallahu anhu? No, he was blind. But was he a companion? Yes, he was a noble companion. He was a noble companion from the best of them. Ibn Ummi Maktum, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to leave him in charge of Medina, and he would lead the prayer and take care of the people whenever the Prophet is even gone sallallahu alayhi wasallam on excursions. He's a great companion, but he never saw him. So we don't say the one who saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and believed in him and died upon Islam. We say the one who met him. The one who met من لقي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مؤمنا به ومات على الإسلام. Okay, so after them, they had students. Those who came after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they learned from the companions, they're called التابعون. 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 The followers. They're called التابعون. Huh? They're called the followers. Who are they? Who is a tabi? Huh? The one who met a companion and believed in him and died upon Islam. The one who met a companion. Huh? من لقي صحابيا مؤمنا به ومات على الإسلام. You understand? This is called a tabi. Did the tabi meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No, he didn't meet the Prophet. Who did he meet? The companions. Huh? He learned from the one who learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The tabi, he learned from the one who learned directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's very, very close. He's very, very close. Who's that? Somebody is opening the camera. Please, barakallahu fikum. That's the second time. We have a condition in the class that everybody has to agree in order to attend the class that they won't open the camera. And I've tried to cancel the camera thing and setting the classes, and I've done that. But for some reason, it doesn't work. So you have to cooperate with us and make sure the kids don't open the camera. Barakallahu fikum. Now, I don't know. I thought it was, but maybe. Tayyib. لا إله إلا الله. التابعون. التابعون. They are the ones who met the companions and they believed in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what did I just say in the definition? من لقي صحابيا مؤمنا بالنبي. I want to correct that. من لقي صحابيا مؤمنا بالنبي. مؤمنا بالنبي sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ومات على الإسلام. Now, I'm the one who met a companion while believing in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who met a companion and he believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and died upon him. That's called a tabi'i. That's called a tabi'i. And the one after that, atba'u at-tabi'in. Atba'u at-tabi'in. The followers of the tabi'in. Who are they? They're the ones who learned from the ones who learned from the companions. They learned from the tabi'in. So we see here that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had students. What were their names? What are they called? What are they called? As-Sahaba. As-Sahaba, they're the students of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tayyib. And the Sahaba, they had students. What are their students called? At-Tabi'un. At-Tabi'un. And the Tabi'un, they had students. What are their students called? At-Ba'u. At-tabi'een. These are the as-salaf as-salih. These are as-salaf as-salih. We understand? It has come in the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu and Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خَيْرٌ nasi قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of mankind is my generation. And then those who follow, and then those who follow. If we could memorize this hadith, this is very beneficial for you. The hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu, and likewise has been narrated from Imran ibn Hussein. And the hadith is muttafaqun alayhi. Khayrun nas, the best of mankind. Qarni, al-Qarn, in my generation. Who is his generation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Him and his companions. Thumma alladhina yalunahum, and then those who come after them. Who are they? التابعون. ثم الذين يلونهم. And then who are they? Then those who come after them. التابعين. Now these are the best three generations. This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. These are as-salaf as-salih. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he praised these generations. Also in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah azza wa jal, he praised these generations too. And Allah, he says, السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار. The very first and foremost, the best of this ummah, المهاجرون, those people of Mecca who believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and followed him and migrated with him to Medina. Wal ansar, those Muslims and those people of Medina who believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and aided him in the muhajirin whenever they came to Medina. These are the best. These are the best of the people. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ And those who follow them precisely, truthfully, correctly, then Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. Then they are pleased with Him. So this is As-Salaf As-Salih. Naam, who are they? The companions and the tabi'un and the atba' tabi'in. And the atba' tabi'in. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned to his companions, تَسْمَعُونَ وَيُسْمَعُ مِنْكُمْ وَيُسْمَعُ مِمَّنْ سَمِعَ مِنْكُمْ That you are going to hear the narrations. And you're going to hear the revelation and the narrations. تَسْمَعُونَ You. وَيُسْمَعُ مِنْكُمْ And it's going to be heard from you. Meaning you're going to teach the people after you. وَيُسْمَعُ مِمَّنْ سَمِعَ مِنْكُمْ And the people after you are going, who you taught are going to be heard from also. Meaning they're going to learn. So these three generations here. The generation of the companions. And the generation of the tabi'in. And the generation of the atba' tabi'in. This is the salaf as-salih. And there's something special that our Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, he used to always mention about these generations. Something that they have a great, great, special quality and trait that no other people have. This is from their virtue over the rest of mankind. The companions, they have the eyes that saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The companions, they seen the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam walking and talking and eating and drinking and sitting. They saw him praying and they saw him giving charity. And they saw him teaching and giving khutbah. They saw the Prophet standing there and giving khutbah. They saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam receiving revelation. One time, the Zayd ibn Thabit at Ansari radiallahu anhu, he was sitting in a gathering with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know how close he was? The leg like this of the Prophet's thigh was on top of the thigh of Zayd ibn Thabit. It's touching him. Meaning Zayd ibn Thabit, he's a young boy and he was sitting and the Prophet's leg is on top of his leg. And you know what happened? Revelation came at that time. And you know what happened? Zayd ibn Thabit, he said, I felt like my leg was about to crush. I felt like my leg was about to crush because it got so heavy. He was right there. Rather, his leg was on, under the leg of the Prophet when I received revelation and he felt how heavy it was. Whenever the revelation came down. These are the people that live with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They witnessed it. Other times there were people, they were along with the Prophet, and they seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam getting a revelation when he's riding on a camel. Surah Al-Ma'idah. You know what happened? The camel couldn't even walk no more. It came down to the ground. The Prophet had to get off sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's too heavy. They witnessed that. These are the companions. They have the eyes. That saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody can get there. This is a virtue that nobody after them can ever achieve. This is a favor that Allah gave to them that nobody can ever get. They saw him. They saw him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Understand that? Taib, the tabi'un, what virtue do they have over the rest of mankind? They saw the eyes. That saw the eyes of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have the eyes. The tabi'un, they have the eyes that saw the eyes that saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning the tabi'un, they saw the people who saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They learned from the companions. They learned from those who learned directly from the Prophet. Those who witnessed the revelation and saw the Prophet standing on Jumu'ah, giving the khutbah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't learn from him directly, but they learned from the ones who learned from him directly. They're very close. They're very close. And the atba' tabi'in, they have the eyes that saw the eyes, that saw the eyes, that saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They understand? These are the best generations. These are the best generations. These are the generations that Allah has praised them in His book. And likewise, these are the generations that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has praised them. And their deen is the correct deen. And their Islam is the correct Islam. And this is the Islam that is correct and pleasing to Allah. And any other way that is ascribed to Islam that is contrary to their way is falsehood and it's not good. It's called innovation and it's not accepted. And any other creed that is different than their creed is a false creed. And it didn't come from the heavens and it's not revealed. One last point that's important to mention. That everybody that lived in those three generations is considered salih. Not everybody who lived in those three generations is considered salih. In those three generations, likewise, there were some people that were not salih. There were some people that were also evil and wicked and bad. even from those who ascribe to al-Islam. Huh? Because in those generations, especially in the last part of those generations, even in the beginning though, there was innovations that started being spread. We talked about that in our last class. So we have to be specific here. As-Salaf as-Salih, they are those righteous Muslims that were upon the way of the companions. Radiallahu anhum, clearly from those three generations. From those three generations. Okay? But not everybody who lived in those times was righteous. Rather, there is Ma'bad al-Juhani. He died in the year 80. He was evil and bad. He was misguided. Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. He died in 118. He was likewise on a bad way. Al-Jahm ibn Safwan. He died in the year 128. All of them are in those righteous generations. But they were bad and they were innovators. Well, Wasl ibn Ata'a, and he was the leader of Al-Mu'tazila. And he died in the year 134. Meaning they lived in those righteous generations, but they were not righteous. But they were not righteous. So we have to keep this in mind. Not everybody who was alive and was a Muslim in those days was righteous. Was a righteous and considered from As-Salaf as-Salih. But rather, As-Salaf as-Salih, there are those upright Muslims upon the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions in those days. So we see now, closing today's class, summarizing, we pay attention. As-Salaf as-Salih, this term here is specific. As-Salaf as-Salih, this term here is specific. And Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, this term is general. This term is general. Okay? As-Salaf as-Salih, this is in reference to those three generations. In reference to those three generations. Those people who are truly upon the way of As-Salaf as-Salih, they're Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. As-Salaf as-Salih, they're Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Those who came after them, they're not called As-Salaf as-Salih. And if this is As-Salaf as-Salih, this is a legislative meaning. And it's those three generations. Khairun Nas, Qarni. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ Like this. But Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, there are those who follow them. There's another term for those who follow As-Salaf as-Salih, and that is known as As-Salafiyun. As-Salafiyun. The one who follows the Salaf as-Salih and his creed and his way and his deen and his methodology and his aqidah and his worship and his manners, he's called Salafi. Salafiyun. Huh? Like this. And the woman is called Salafiyatun. And the proper creed that they were upon is called Aqidah As-Salafiyya. And the way that they lived and worshipped is called Al-Manhaj As-Salafi. Like this. We understand. And all of this is a description to their way. Following their way. Those who follow their way, the first three generations, this is what that's called, Salafi. That's what that means. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.